Jesus. Reverend Abraham Arigo.
Hallelujah. This is the second day of this glorious visitation of the Lord on this city. God has been graciously remembering this land for some years now. What is happening this weekend is not man-made. It is not the will of man that you can have such an apostle of balance and wisdom. It is our great privilege. And I thank God for my son, Abraham, through whom the Lord is bringing this servant of God. We also want to appreciate the instrumentality of the Stream Globe International. Here is a wonderful networking move of God all over the world. We need to announce to you that what is happening now is the move of God, and we must not miss the time of our visitation. Beloved, get set for God. We don't have too many of these type of opportunities. As I invite the servant of the Lord, Apostle.
Time we give you glory. We thank you because of your excellent majesty. Thank you because of the store of your grace that is never depleted because of our needs. We ask, O God, even tonight, that you make all grace abound. In the name of Jesus, to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may be seated. God bless you. You are welcome to the second day of the Stream Globe Conference. All right. For those of you that were here, amen. For those of you that were here in the morning, I just intend to simply continue from where we stopped, and that's Genesis chapter 4, verse number 16. What we see here is the context of the sociology that began to find expression consistent with a vision that the devil had in mind, which he had no platform to implement. And we'll see that uprising in the book of Genesis chapter 4. And I'd like us to follow the narrative as we try to navigate, because where I'm headed is the book of Genesis chapter 6. But I'm trying to establish a background so that we can follow in the progression of revelation. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden." He had removed himself from every possible influence of the government of God, and he wanted to establish a civilization that was going to exist apart from God. And so that was the idea that he had in mind. If by any means you find yourself in this civilization that Cain has pioneered, unknown to you, there is a working principle in its foundation. And that working principle is that the civilization is put in place to ensure that you exist apart from God. Is that clear?
Yes.
Now, just in case you attend a school in this system that Cain has pioneered, even though you may not take inventory and you may not know how meticulously the devil has weaved himself into that civilization, you will realize many years later that if you were God-fearing before you entered that school, by the time you'll be graduating, you not only have a certificate of competency in the area of your discipline, you have also gained enough mileage in drifting away from God. So the entire system is built to achieve that goal, because he departed from the presence of God and decided to establish this civilization. So everybody that wants to operate in such a way that God cannot have influence over their lives, they team up with this pioneer, Cain. And unknown to Cain, he was actually implementing a vision that was upon the heart of Satan. That vision, Satan tried to, you know, pioneer in heaven, and there was no place found for him. And when he was cast into the earth, he took advantage of the possibilities that abound within the context, and he has gained a functionary that is going to extend the frontiers of his influence in the landscape. I think we need to speak. Is that the weather?
Yes, sir.
Lord, for the purpose of this meeting, help us with the weather.
Amen.
Tonight, you have spoken great things into my spirit, and I'm trusting you that it will come to pass as you have so said.
Amen.
And so we ask, as a congregation, as a people in Lokoja City, let the weather obey.
Amen.
Now, you see, he decided to depart from God's influence. So okay, this was what happened when he established the city. And notice that the name of the city is what?
Nod.
And Cain, please, you must have, are you with me?
Yes.
Have the foundation that we just established in mind as we see generations unfold within the context of that civilization. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. So this city, what's the name?
Enoch.
And unto Enoch, this is the third generation. First generation is the generation of Cain. Second generation is the generation of Enoch. And now, the third generation is what we are trying to look upon. And unto Enoch was born Irad. And Irad begat Mehujael. And Mehujael begat Methusael. And Methusael begat Lamech. How many generations there? You are not following. You need to be mathematical to understand what God has hidden in the Bible. If you have a simple mind, you will miss the message of the scriptures. So from the generation of Cain, that's one generation. Then we have another generation of Enoch. Two. Then who? Then three. Then four. Then five. Five generations before we now have Lamech. Don't forget the idea of this civilization. The idea is that Cain wanted to establish a system that could exist apart from the influence and the government of God. Now, it took 5 years before Lamech came in this system that has no divine boundary. It took 5 years before Lamech came. Lamech was another pioneer within the scope of the genealogy of Cain. He was the one that pioneered polygamy. You see, prior to this time, it was a taboo for you to have two wives. But when Cain decided to establish this civilization, it took how many generations? 5 generations before they could invent polygamy. In that place, anything goes, but yet it took 5 generations before polygamy found expression. Take note of that. What were the names of his wives? And Lamech took him 2 wives. That's a fresh innovation in the context of this development that is coming on. This man invented polygamy. And the name of the first wife, the name of the one was Ada. In the Hebrew, the word translated Ada is the English word for adornment. Now, what I mean by adornment is that when something becomes attractive to the extent to which it can bind the soul. Somebody shaking his head, say, God forbid, God forbid. I am talking about Z-World. I'm trying to bring it closer to your domain. How many people can be truthful to us that your soul is already influenced? There's a bondage that is there. If you miss the word, it's as if something is dying. The name of that thing is called Ada. To beautify something to a point where it becomes attractive and has the capacity to bind the soul. I know that you are not aware of what this man is building. So I need to tell you before we begin to make progress. And I hope, if we have time, I will draw the thread to the book of Revelation. Then you will see the treachery that was captured within the potential of what this apostle of darkness pioneered. And many of you do not, you are just living by freestyle. If you live by freestyle, you will end up in this city. Just wait, stay with me as we build. So that's what Ada is. It is through Ada that several dimensions of bondages that are casual can begin to find expression, creeping into the souls of men and manipulating them to take a course where they feed on material that ultimately takes them away from God, inch by inch. These women had children for Lamech. Let us investigate. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such that dwell in tents and such as have cattle. It was Jabal that invented employment. You are not following me. But I will draw your attention back to the origin. This employment... Okay, somebody is in the congregation and says, Pastor, there's nothing wrong with employment. I know that. In fact, Jesus said, the reason why I'm walking is because my Father in heaven walks. Walk is part of heaven. And the reason why there's walk on earth is because there is walk in heaven. The reason why there is war on earth is because there was war in heaven. The reason why there's food on earth is because there's food in heaven. I know you don't believe that anyway. But if I take you to the book of Psalms, I think 105 thereabout, you will find out that angels have bread. And for your information, it's the bread of heaven that Elijah was fed with in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. that he walked 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Whereas when Moses fasted for 40 days, he ascended the mountain and was lying there because the hunger has affected him. But in the case of Elijah, he was fasting and walking day and night, and he was not exhausted. He walked in the strength of that bread. The Bible says 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Have you seen a man that is fasting and is trekking? That's Elijah. He was living off the resources of angels' bread. Hey, are you aware? In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, I believe verse 20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him." The reason why I want to eat with him is so that he can eat with me. That's the reason. So God has food. I don't have time to break that. When Jesus rose from the dead with his resurrected body, ate fish. Oh, you want to see it? Okay. The reason why there's food on earth is because there's food in heaven. Jabbar. He was the one that created employment for self-support. You see, the original arrangement in the Garden of Eden was that God prepared for our self-support before we showed up. We were the last features that manifested in the garden. It was already furnished before we showed up. Now they were cast out of a garden, and they needed to begin to learn how to survive apart from God. That instinct to survive apart from God culminated when Jabbar pioneered work for self-support apart from God. That's where the principle of survival came in. That's why you are looking for breakthrough. Jabbar pioneered it. The system that God put in place was supposed to run without your efforts for searching for breakthrough. I know you don't believe that. So let me take you on a journey. Jabbar. All right. I went to Lagos. I saw Lagosians. They will wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, take a bus, go to Victoria Island, walk till 8 o'clock, and wait for 1 hour so that the traffic will decongest, and then they'll start coming back home. I cried in Lagos while I was preaching. I said, "Be it known to you that the fact that you wake up 5, you go to work, you come back in the night, it doesn't mean you are in God's service. You are serving under Jabbar. See, Lagos is like a forest. It is difficult to define life when the dimensions of the system that these pioneers put in place makes you a victim. Jabbar. So he thinks that because he goes like that, and God will understand that he didn't fulfill his purpose, he did not scratch the reason for which he was created, God will understand because he was born in Lagos. He doesn't know that he's a victim of Jabbar. So after crying in Lagos that way, and now we flagged off a prayer challenge of 10 hours prayer. I saw Lagosians pray for 10 hours for the first time. I think we have done that for 5 years. If you think you don't have time to pray, you are on Jabbar's payroll. It is a system that is designed. The ultimate purpose of these systems we are going to study is to take you away from what? God. Which is the underlying foundational dream in the heart of the pioneer. Jabbar. He gives you a cogent reason to want to be busy apart from God. And then you explain how that, the circumstances are no longer conducive. Meanwhile, it is the job you prayed for that God gave you that is now the excuse that you have to be existing apart from God. That job has been overwhelmed by a system. And the system is what was pioneered by Jabbar. I challenge anyone in this congregation, if you believe that it is your job that is responsible for your lack of spirituality. I fast offshore. Do you know what we mean offshore? Okay, you don't understand that. When you are going offshore, you must be mentally smart. We generate data, all right? We have timelines for data generation. You are calculating all the way, all right? And you are going to mount storage tanks, mount all kinds of stuff. There is so much risk. I do it fasting. As I'm carrying on my secular job, I carry on my work with God. Some of the iconic revelations I got from scripture, I got them offshore in the heart of water. Hallelujah. Just so that I will not be a product of the snare that Jabbar pioneered. What's the name of the other son? The brother's name was Jubal. Now, you see, the reason why we are putting these names out, you will find out where your bondage is. Whether it's the Jabbar system that has bound you. Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. He was the one that invented music for self-entertainment. You see, Jabal invented work for self-support. Jubal invented what? Music for self-entertainment. If you know the story of the Bible, you will find out that there was a cherub that was in charge of music in Zion. And according to the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, music was built into his framework. If you know anything about music at all, you will know it's a combination of string and wind instruments. And the Bible says that his workmanship was made with the tabrets and the pipes. The tabrets are string instruments and the pipes are wind instruments built into his framework. And the Bible reveals that that was the only angel in the community of angels that was anointed. Meaning that Lucifer could look at the mood in which God is, discern the mood, and produce music consistent with that mood. Now, many of you that do praise and worship, you don't discern God's mood before you come to minister. You minister out of mood. What you are doing is not reflective of the present revelation position of the Spirit, because there is no discernment that gives you navigation instruments to bring out something that is not natural, something that is supernatural. And your worship is supposed to be an expression of the supernatural context of things. It cannot begin with skill. It must begin with discernment. And this cherub was called the anointed cherub because he could discern God's mood, and he naturally produced sound consistent with the mood of God. And it happened to be that when he rebelled against God, whereas music was on his framework. Are you with me? God decided to create a replacement. He created man. But for man, he made music to dwell in him. How many of you have ever had this experience before? You were so high in spirit and there was a service going on in your heart. Have you experienced that? Oh, because the Lord of the Sabbath, even our God, he is a singing God. When he brings his bride out of the swamp and out of the mud and begins to garnish her and purge her of spots and wrinkles, he sings. So he put that same music, he put on Lucifer, he put the music where? Inside. And he's the one that strings the harp of your heart. Your heart is designed after the texture of a harp. That's why in the book of Revelation, Jesus said, I'm the one that tried the reins. What it means by reins are the strings of an instrument. And your heart is built like the strings of an instrument, and only God can string it. You know, if someone has a string, what they call it? Like this, a guitar. You need to tune it so that it can produce the accurate sound. If not, it will be wrong. It will be off tone. It will bring something that is not accurate. Meanwhile, it's a functional string, what is out of tune. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to ensure that your heart is always out of tune. Meanwhile, you need to be on the frequency, on the vibration, to be able to pick the dynamics of God. Even radio stations transmit on the frequency. God is always transmitting, and there's always breaking news in heaven. But unfortunately, the reason why you are not hearing is because the reins of your heart are not tuned. And unfortunately also, you can't tune it. It is God himself that comes to tune. When you find an atmosphere of intimacy with his spirit now becomes excited and it tunes your heart so that your heart can vibrate at his own frequency. It is when that kind of thing happens that you can tap into the frequency of God and download things that are happening in God's dimension. When seals are broken, your spirit will catch the frequency and know that a new season has dawned. And for every new season that God crystallizes, there is grace as the resource element to empower humankind for the administration of that which God has decreed from Israel. But it happens to be that most hearts are out of sync. And when Jubal lost the temperate nature of the music within him for a replacement, what he did was that he created instruments in the external to distract him from his sense of loss. Jubal created instruments for what? Self-entertainment. My neighbor, when I was in 400, my neighbor on campus, he is as if there was a curse on him. The number of ladies he defiled in that his cubicle left much to be desired. But one thing I know is that he was always bombarding the entire floor with strange music. Because I believe there were times that God visited his dry soul to uncover the level of emptiness that was therein. In order for him to be perpetually distracted from the visitations of God, he had a music instrument playing all time, polluting the entire atmosphere. He was a slave of Jubal. Number two. Meanwhile, I would like you to understand that these are systems that these pioneers are putting into place. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of all artificial in brass and iron. It was Tubal-Cain that invented weapons of mass destruction. So whereas Jabal created jobs for self-support, Jubal created what? Music for self-entertainment. Tubal-Cain created weapons for self-defense. Meanwhile, are you still with me? The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Security is a function of dwelling in a certain location where the influence of God's cloud casts a shadow. If you are secure, you know it in your heart. When you become vulnerable, you will know it inside. So it was the sense of vulnerability that was a result of his departure from the presence of God that plagued him, that led him to invent weapons of mass destruction. And all of these inventions were replacements for the original dimension of things that was found in the presence of God. But these guys want to live outside of the presence of God. So they are now building structures and building systems to support their existence within the context apart from God. Is that clear? Are you beginning to see the development? I don't want to call the name of what they are building. It is in the New Testament that Apostle John gives us the name of this system that is being built in the New Testament. But this is the cradle of that strange web. And everyone that finds himself in this system the system unknown to such a person is already weaved into a system that is designed to drive him apart from God, drive him away from God. So if we want to evaluate a substance, the clinical test that we need to subject on the substance is to ask a question. Does it take me away from God or it brings me closer to God? So if you want to evaluate a relationship, the moment that lady stepped into your life, the fire of prayer died. Where are you? You are in the land of Nod. That's the best way to evaluate. When a new friend, a new pastor comes around your life, you need to do that evaluation quickly. Has his influence made me to navigate more towards God? Is there enlightenment? Is it that the eyes of my understanding are flooded with light on the account of my interface with him? Then you'll be able to evaluate, okay, his presence has drawn me closer to God. So that's the science of evaluating a thing. Is that clear? All right. Still give me the scripture quickly. The name of Tubakin's sister happens to be Nama. Are you there? Nama. And the meaning of Nama is pleasantness. So what the devil intends to do when he seduces you using Ada, then it creates a new taste for your taste buds. Your soul has taste buds. See, when you begin to engage the presence of God for long, if you are outside of the presence of God, you will know. If somebody begins to sing and his ministration is not coming from the presence of God, you will know. The source of discernment is contact. And that's why somebody that works in the bank, he doesn't need to see the note to know that the note is fake. He's been counting original notes for a very long time. If his fingers touch the texture of fake notes, he will pick it up. It's by touch. So if you stay in the presence of God long enough, you'll be able to tell what is not in the presence of God. But what Nama intends to do is to recalibrate your taste buds by a different definition of sweet, so that you are hooked on something that lacks substance and you are celebrating it as though God were in it. Now, there's a difference between church and entertainment. But it's obvious that there is a conscious migration in our time. Are you with me? A migration from the preaching of the gospel to the preaching of positive thinking in place of the gospel. And a generation has crystallized that is used to positive thinking, thinking that's the gospel. Meanwhile, the gospel has a historical side. Because Paul says Jesus died according to the scriptures. It was documented that once upon a time, Jesus died. Historically, it's confirmed. There is an administrative angle to the gospel. Because when the Holy Spirit now comes to tabernacle the human heart, it comes with diverse possibilities. Because the Bible says that if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, that same spirit, that spirit that has that capacity, becomes the operating system upon which the Christian life is built. And that is the basis of the doctrine of the overcoming life. The resources available to us are such resources that raised Jesus from the dead. I don't think, listen to me. Are you with me? Yes. You are not with me. I don't know how far I will go with you. It's the same resources. It means that this, the principle under which your Christian life is based. Are you here? The first thing he defeated was death. And that's the worst thing that can happen to a man. The first thing that spirit did was to conquer the worst thing that can happen to you. He raised somebody from what? So embedded in the resources, trapped in that energy capsule, that spiritual capital, is such as is needed to prosecute everything that pertains to your life and godliness. It takes power to live godly. But the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the one that is responsible for the prosecution of your Christian life. That means the possibility of failure doesn't exist, because is the tensile strength and strain of this capacity is measured according to that which can defy death. So if your life is a failure, it is not because God has not made available the resources for you to triumph. There are deeper matters that we need to investigate. You might be a victim of Jubal. Meanwhile, are you here? The systems that Jubal has put in place doesn't have the capacity to put you in bondage if that spirit is in you. Except you like being with Jubal. And if you like being with Jubal, God will have no choice. But in your vessel, his power will not be excellent, because Jesus can sleep in a boat. Jesus, eh? He can snore. And if he can sleep in a boat, he can sleep in your life. So in the life of many believers, Jesus is asleep. And I assure you, he's comfortable. Yeah. It's just that you are in trouble and he doesn't know. You are molested by demonic powers. He's not aware. But he himself is okay. He's there. Amaya Kuriba. So Nama seeks to recalibrate you and to give you a taste for a different thing that is not God. So that when you are interfacing with that thing, you'll be excited for nothing. You'll be happy over chaff. So there's a meticulous construct to make us gain mileage in the wrong direction. A time came where entertainment was brought to the pulpit, because the glory left. We need to bring, what do they call those people? Comedians to come perform, and then the people will laugh because they are depressed. Jabal has cast a spell over the house. We are drawn far away from reality. And when you see the caliber of people that bring these comedians, you begin to wonder, if God doesn't do anything with the younger generation, Christianity will die a natural death. Are you still with me? So we came for a rescue strategy. Maybe during the course of the conference, someone will hear a cry from heaven that will put his life in motion and set the coordinates for profitable destiny, that will bring such profit to the kingdom of God as God has desired for many years from the church in Nigeria. I went to preach in a place down south, and everything was wonderful. The sound system was impeccable. The colors were adequately blended. The screens were so bright. You need to, oh my God, you need to see the place. But the only thing not there is God. God wasn't there. Every other thing was present, but God was not there. And when I prayed the message God gave me, I know that if I preach that message, I'll not come back. But you see, the place is so fine, you want to come back. So I went to the Holy Ghost and I asked him for wisdom. So how will I package this thing so that it can enter here? And that was how I prayed until I was admitted to the pulpit. Then I opened the storehouse, but with wisdom. With a lot of, not craftiness, not smartness, but wisdom. As the Holy Spirit gave me understanding. It was a hard message. But the congregation did not fight it, because it was true. God was not in the camp. There was a lot of money in the camp. Money was in the camp. But God, no. Nama is designed to set up a system where we can think that fun is God. Where we can think that the Godhead is equal to the gold head. And that was the error of Nebuchadnezzar. You know what he set up? I don't have time. Maybe for another day. Hallelujah. So this was the system that was evolving in the land of Nod. If you look at that context, God has lost out. Because a system is being weaved apart from God. And they are succeeding. Then it came to pass. If you read the book of Genesis chapter 4, you will find that God had a disciple in the person of Abel. Because when God requested for his sacrifice, Cain brought him things from the earth. And unfortunately, Cain was not educated to know that the earth was cursed and everything that was therein. And there was no way heaven could accept anything that came from the earth. But Cain, his brother Abel, had been delving into divine revelation. It was Abel that revealed first and foremost that God will accept blood because of the atonement. It was Abel's operation that revealed that atonement was by blood. Because he brought sacrifices from the firstlings of his flock. And God had respect unto him. And God had respect unto his offering. Because God will accept you first before he accepts what you bring. I don't want to dwell on that anyway. Indicative of the fact that God was making a headway with that young man. And there were things of the spirit that were already being handed out to him. And in the intentions of the devil, what he had in mind for Abel was murder. And Apostle Cain was able to see to that. So it means there was no man on ground for God to walk with. Meanwhile, the devil had a legion. There were innovators that were, you know, opening up dimensions of possibility in the land of Nod. So God had to do something sovereign in order for him to crystallize a possibility of that will give him access to the earth. One more time. Genesis chapter 4. Turn your Bible with me. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called him Seth. Why? For God. Let's see the meaning of Seth. Seth means substitute. And if you see in the procurement of our redemption, the wisdom that God used was the wisdom of substitution. Because the spirit realm is capable of substitution. Even in witchcraft, older witches that have mastered the art of witchcraft, when their time to die comes, they replace themselves with other novices. Because substitution is a possibility in the realm of the spirit. And that we see by the name Set. And the principle of substitution was at work. Seth was a substitute for Abel that Cain slew. This was the reason why Eve gave Seth the name. For God, said she, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, which Cain slew. That is to say that Seth came to fulfill the destiny that Abel was not available to fulfill. It was in this dramatic intervention that God was able to crystallize the possibility of a man that will stand with him in order for him to implement his own civilization upon the face of the earth. All hopes were hanging on this man, Seth. And so his own genealogy began. Verse 26. Are you there? 26. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son. And he called the name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. So if you are a good student of the book of Genesis chapter 4, you are going to see two races. The race of Cain and the race of Seth. It was in the days of Seth that priesthood was pioneered. That people discovered the technology of how to call upon the name of the Lord. that did not exist on earth before this time. And there was a bronze ceiling that obstructed God from intervention until these guys now found priesthood as the access point to the heart of God. It was from this generation that the man Noah came. Because technologies of priesthood generation after generation began to leverage upon the discoveries of previous generations. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, you don't understand. Wonderful. In science, for instance, what we have of the body of truth that we call science, the body of knowledge that we call science, it's something that was sought out on the basis of many years of discoveries. Your Ababio, your, what do they call those books now? PNOKK. No, in our time, what's the real book? Nelson and Parker. That's the real book. The waters of OKK, they are diluted. If you want to read physics, go and look for Nelson. The things you find in that book are a compendium of discoveries over the years, postulations, experiments, and it was being built up over the years. That it forms the body of knowledge that we study as science. Now, they also did that in priesthood. These were the people that founded priesthood. It was in the time when Seth had his son that priesthood began and became contemporary upon the face of the earth. Subsequent generations began to tap into the possibilities of priesthood. It was in the day of Noah that a man offered a sacrifice and God responded first. But I don't have time for that. And there were build-ups of priesthood. You begin to see the rivers of priesthood gaining momentum until the day of Pentecost. It means that they were able to hold on to the possibilities of the things that they contacted on the basis of accessing heaven. So this was a new possibility for heaven. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. So there were two races in the book of Genesis chapter 4. The descendants of Cain were pioneering a godless civilization. And we also had what? Seth and his company. Little wonder. Go to Genesis chapter 6, which is my place of interest. These guys that were intercessors, they refused to depart from Eden. Even though they were no longer in the garden, but they camped in Eden. I hope you know the garden of Eden was in Eden. Eden was bigger than the garden. So it was only the garden they were driven from. So these guys remained in Eden, praying, hoping that God will open the lattice of separation and come commune with them one day, just like he did to Adam when he visited in the cool of the day. It was an adventure of hope. It was an adventure of possibility, even though no one was truly sure of what was behind the curtain. If you begin to practice seeking the face of God, if you have never experienced how God shows up before, it's an adventure of hope. And because it's an adventure of hope and you don't have experience, the devil can come and distract you. He can come and whisper to you and say, there's yogurt in the fridge. I can see Lamo Korea. And then suddenly, the physical things around your environment become more real to you than the intangible things you are seeking. That's why you ended up a dwarf. Because you never got to handle the intangible. You never got to hear the inaudible. You never got to walk in the palaces of the princes of the spirit. You never got that. So there was no stature. You were a victim of Kogi State Civil Service Commission. Because to you, things that are tangible to your senses are more real. These guys began a journey of hope, seeking to know, seeking to establish intimacy with a personality that was angry with humankind. I hope you know how their prayer point would be. There is not a prayer of right. It was a prayer of repentance. And they were seeking the mercies of God. And you would think that God was not working, but it was his sovereignty that occasioned Seth. Seth was told by his mother that you came here as a replacement. There was such a destiny that your brother wanted to pioneer. He was cut short. And God remembered me in my old age. He had indoctrinated him. So he had no other way of operating other than priesthood. May you be ignorant. So ignorant that your own the only thing you know is prayer. May you?
Yeah.
Because we know too many things in the house of God right now. We know how to blend colors. And somebody the other day was saying, the place is excellent. Because he doesn't know the Bible meaning of the word excellent. He believes that excellent is the ability to blend colors. Meanwhile, the best blender of colors are gay. So because you put your cotton like this, that's excellent. The people that do that more, have you not seen the rainbow community? They are gay. If you want to know what excellence is, try to find that from Daniel. The Bible says, for an excellent spirit was found in him. He had light and understanding. That means if you have an ATM card that has a code, and I know you, they will tell us not to share your code. You can't hide anything from a man that has light. Everything you attempt to hide, your Ecolac combination lock, your ATM pin, you couldn't hide it from Daniel. As much as, you know, we hide things in passwords and hide things everywhere. Even phones and the message column of your phone is there's a bar. A combination lock that keeps it because it's a treasure house of compromise. So it's kept. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. A treasure house of all kinds of compromise. Because this system that they are building has slipped into our souls and unknowingly we are behaving like the system without knowing it. And then when we finish from all our compromise, we come and say, Father, we are here. Abba, come here. And that's why the prayer you pray is not powerful. Demons don't respect it. It doesn't gain ascendancy. And when God begins to hold serious meetings in heaven, he doesn't call your name. You are outside of the scope of the possible functionaries that he can pick for the job. Because your heart, even though you are by the side of Eden, your heart is far away in the land of Nod. And this battle is the setting, the plot for the battle that builds the story of the Bible. And if we do not understand it from the foundation, you will be doing something thinking it's church. Meanwhile, it's devoid of God. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. My message for the night is in the book of Genesis chapter 6. But I need to do definition of terms before we enter into the reading of the text. All I did from the morning session was to build context so that I can introduce my text, which is Genesis chapter 6. That's where my message is. However, in order for us to do that comfortably, we might need to do what is called definition of terminologies. The two races in the Bible have significant names. The guys, are you with me? That stayed by the side of Eden. They were praying and trusting that God would show mercy. Their identity could not be separated from their God. They did not mind being under the government and the influence of God and God influencing their estate. Those were the guys called the sons of God. Then, these other guys, they are descendants of a murderer. A murderer that has a bitter curse of judgment that derives from heaven's justice system. They are men. These ones are called men. Exactly. Now, somebody might ask, why didn't we do Genesis 5? Because it's the story of genealogy. The family tree of the authentic bloodline was captured in Genesis chapter 5. You might want to look at it, Genesis chapter 5 verse 1, quickly. Okay. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created them and blessed them and called their name Adam. Adam is a corporate name. And what I mean by a corporate name is a corporate persona. You will notice that when God wanted to crystallize Eve, he took a portion from Adam to make Eve, because he was a corporate persona. Called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. The first thing I'd like you to observe here is that the name of Cain was expunged from the lexicon of the family tree. He was named a different creature, and his master was Satan. When we talk about the apostle of darkness that laid the framework upon which the devil eventually began to ride, his name is Cain. Subsequently, in another generation to come, we now have a personality taught of demons that brought in the full context passageway of demonic activity. His name is Nimrod. But you see, before we go to Nimrod, well, that's where the dynamics of Satanism, inversion of the commandments and the truths of God in order to generate satanic energy, found expression under the watch of Nimrod. But it's a gradual story. And then we'll see the foundations of the system called Babylon. And most of what we do in the church in Nigeria, which is the hope of Africa, are customs associated with Babylon. But we cannot prove that if we don't do a meticulous study of the Word of God. You can jump to Genesis chapter 6 now, which is my interest for the night. And it came to pass when men, so you can underline men now, men multiply. You see, there are two sets of people. These ones are intercessors, they are praying to God, trusting God. When will you come? Our children are here. They need your touch. The other guys decided to depart from the presence of God to establish a civilization that they don't even mention God. And a polytheism was the order of the day. They had many gods. And Jehovah, the God of Eden, was not one of them. And but in terms of progress, in terms of success, in terms of advancement, the guys that had no God, they multiplied faster than the guys that had God. Because many of you, what makes you think that God is with somebody is because he rides a kind of vehicle. It is a product of deliberate calibration, bringing you to a point where you think that gold and God are one. It is when you go to the book of Revelation, you will find the Laodicean church. That was a church of prosperity. And they had every physical thing that they needed. And then God ran a scan of their state. And from the perspective of God, they were poor, they were blind, and they were naked. And you must have seen that our nakedness has been unveiled to a certain degree. Now the government of our land wants to begin to run churches. Such abomination that never happened before. We're seeing it happen in our time, where a bill can be sponsored to the Senate on how empowering a certain functionary of mundane government to decide who sits on the board of the trustees of the church. It means that that throne, that person will sit to administer that thing on behalf of the country will be cursed. So that as many people as mount it, their blood will be drained by fires. That's the abomination of desolation. If you have such a system, it means you have impeached God. Meanwhile, these things are happening because our nakedness as a corporate persona within the conclave of Nigeria is becoming obvious. The things we have been peddling for many years, the things we have been pioneering for many years, only produced a weak and a wicked church that is self-seeking and self-centered and is totally oblivious of what is on the heart of God. If the church begins to align, our enemies are not strong enough to press us down. If we learn the ways of the kingdom and every one of us becomes a functional subject under the influence of the government of God. Some of the shame that we are seeing today will not be part of our story. It was as if the godless people began to gain mileage, visible mileage. Men began to multiply upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. God will need to help us. Help us to know Him. And when we so do, you will find out that the scale of measurement with which we have been told spirituality was wrong. A man can be high from the rating of heaven and not have mobility. A woman can be a factor in the politics of heaven and not be married. The parameters with which we measure, this is a sign that God is here, are all beveled. David said it was when I went into the sanctuary of God. That was where his vista was healed. And then he understood their end. There is a place in God where discernment is given to the sons of men. It is only when such a man has fully articulated discernment that he can come and differentiate between the clean and the unclean, the profane and the holy. However, in our time, it's as if the profane and the holy, they are the same. When there is no such dichotomy, distinctiveness, and separation, what we have is an abomination that promotes the agenda of darkness. And that's what the devil wants to do with the systems that he has built. So that when God comes looking for a man that still has faith in him, he will find none. None in your family. So he cannot bring the much needed deliverance that his soul desires to bring into your bloodline and to raise a priest that will be a priest unto God. Whereas there have been 43 generations of satanic priests that have maligned the destiny of so many people. And from that same clan, he wants to raise a priestess unto himself from that same impossible clan. And the resources to facilitate the agenda of God have been deployed. But because the land of Nod in his influence and capacity has infiltrated every system, it might be difficult for God to find a functionary. We came to redefine Christianity. And I pray that our eyes will be open as we embark on this journey. The first critical item that we must raise in this discourse is that in order for you to be a functional member of the priest nation, there is a culture that must be established in our midst. And the name of that culture is what, unfortunately, the sons of God gave away in the book of Genesis chapter 6. The name of that culture is separation. You see, listen to me. The name of what Cain pioneered in the land of Nod is what we call the world system. The world system. And the world system are mechanics, frameworks, architectures that Satan puts in place so that he can ensnare the souls of men and drive them apart from God. To sustain an existence, there is a support system that will provide a replacement for, a mundane replacement for every form of enjoyment that you used to have in the presence of God, to keep you distracted from the presence of God all the days of your life. And the infrastructure, which is how many aeons old now, is fully developed to contain you and to preoccupy you all the days of your life. And if we are going to be Zion's children, there is a critical identity that we cannot compromise, and that critical identity happens to be separation. Now, in this story, you will find something critical. The Bible says it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. What happened was that the dwellers in Eden decided to take a trip to go spy what was happening on the other side. They have heard rumors of activity, of a rising population. They have heard rumors of development in diverse fields and discoveries, and they've heard rumors of mighty enterprises finding expression. And they felt it was worthwhile to go and spy on the civilization. And so, I don't know how they did that, but they went to check the landscape. And when they got into the territory, they noticed something. What did they notice? That the daughters of men were fair to look upon. Hey. Now, the reason why they went there was to spy the civilization. There was no personal intention to look on daughters. Hallelujah. But you know what caught them? We already mentioned it previously. It's called Ada. Oh my God. You were not following the lecture. You were not following the lecture. As they entered there, you see, the place is so rigged. And all those systems are already functional. These simple men came into the territory hoping to... You can't come into the land of Nod and go for free. No. So they came there and noticed that the daughters of men were fair. If they had escaped upon that discovery, they would have kept their essence. That kai, people are fair, but we left. Unfortunately, when they noticed that they were fair, they went and paid bride price and married. Now, the guys that went for sightseeing didn't know they were going to marry that day. They left home. They said, all right, let's check the landscape. You know, it's just checking. Nothing in mind, just to see what's happening. They married. And in that marriage, they lost something. What did they lose? Separation. Okay. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Because we need to run a test to find out, where have you been? When we check your language, your emphasis, when we check your drive, when we check your temper, your orientation, it's obvious you went somewhere. You have not been in the camp for some time. You have learned a few new things. And you have noticed that several things are fair to look upon. You see, a new desire module, a desire module has been created. You see, the context, if God wants to land, the airport is the heart of man. And that airport, when that thing he loves, Ada, your heart is the only organ that God did not build a barricade for. You see, your spinal cord, for instance, God built the vertebral column to protect your spinal cord. Your brain, he built what? The skull to protect your brain. Your heart, he built the rib cage. So every significant organ that has to do with the issue of life is protected adequately. But the spiritual platform of God's landing, which is the interface between your spirit and your soul, providing a delicate entry point to the unseen facility, the unseen realm, God did not provide any barricade for it. And he said, you keep it. And he told us how to keep it. Keep it with all diligence. But you know, you go off guard when you go on visiting. You don't know that your heart is the entry organ. New ideas, you just crop up. And you will see that your commitment with God dwindles. And you have a logical, intellectual reason for that disposition. You will not know that it's because you went out. The guys arrived. They went to sea, but they paid bride price. Say, this is all we have. It's enough. You don't need another visit. This your visit is already. So upon the face of the earth, God lost all the chances he had been building for eons. And heaven ran a commentary on the situation that has taken place. The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. That word years, there is jubilee, which means 50 years. 120 times 50, that is 6,000 years. That is our rent. You're not with me. I will explain. If you stay in a rented apartment and you pay your rent, most of us pay for 1 year. It means for 12 months you are the owner of the apartment. Even if your landlord passes by, you may not greet him. You are not compared. You are not compared. As far as the agreement is concerned, you are the owner of the land. But when your rent expires, he can intervene on the premises without your permission. And so what I'm saying is that God gave us a lease arrangement. And the lease arrangement covers 120 jubilees. So 120 times 50 is what? 6,000. So our rentage will expire after 6,000 years. And it happens to be that from Adam to, is it? Adam to Moses? 6,000? 2,000? From Moses to Jesus? 2,000? From Jesus till today? 2,000. So our rent has expired, bringing us into the end time. So God said, my spirit, this is the commentary from heaven. The moment they lost their separation, the commentary went out. My spirit will not always strive. God won't follow you forever. There is a point you go to, he will say, let me abandon that family. In fact, that calling, we'll put it on hold. Let darkness have some time so that I can attend to other matters. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Why? Because he has become flesh. So the lease agreement covers a space of 6,000 years. Is that clear? Let me show you something you will not believe, but I will show you. Can we see the impact of the loss of separation? You are not with me.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes,
stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. You know, we wanted to teach in the morning and there was an intervention. So we had to suspend. It means something in our midst had been exalted more than God. Handset. So we had to stop there. We could not accomplish worship anymore because there was something happening that was higher than God in the system. So we had to end the service. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Can you give me Genesis chapter 6 verse 11? I came this night to tell you that God did not create any wild animal. I know you will not believe. So before I finish making the statement, let me make my scriptures available. Do you know that if we limit our preaching to scripture, the fear of God will come back to the church? But someone came the other day and said, John 3:16. Everybody say John 3:16. John 3:16. He said, all right, I've come to show you 10 business strategies from John 3:16. And he called that a revelation. That was Sunday morning diet. That's Juba. The issue is the source. We have not reached where we will do definition of terms. Because there is a Greek word called ek. Ek. I will need to explain it. If God gives us the access that we need, we'll be able to define our level of departure as a generation. Are you there? Genesis chapter 6 verse 11. This was the result of the loss of separation. This was the result of the sons of God losing their separation. This was the result. And the earth also was corrupt. Underline corrupt. Can you underline corrupt quickly? Before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Underline violence. So there was no violence before and there was no corruption before. That violence is what you call wild. That is found in wild animal. There were no wild animals before this time. I know you don't believe that, so I want to solve your problem. Before we produce, we will produce other scriptures to take us further in this journey. Is that clear? What word did I say should underline? Corrupt and what? To clear your doubt, I want to invite you to the book of Isaiah chapter 11. Are you there in Isaiah chapter 11? Listen to me carefully. Isaiah chapter 11, part of Isaiah chapter 11, captures the context of what we call the millennial reign of Jesus. And that's when he will come with the manifestation of the seven tributaries of the Spirit of God in active expression. In the book of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he and shall make him quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips, and he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. 6 and 7 is my scripture of interest. The wolf also shall dwell with what? The lamb. Is that possible now? But in the time of the millennial reign, when a new government comes upon the face of the earth, the earth will experience what we call a factory reset. And violence will be expunged. Corruption will be expunged. And there will be no wild animal. The Bible says that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie with the kid, and the calf and the young lion shall fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. A little child will lead a lion, a leopard. Why? No more violence. And the cow shall bear shall feed. Cow and what? Yeah, they will feed together on the field. And the young one shall lie together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. Originally, lions were herbivores. It was when violence came. And the violence manifested upon the face of the earth because the sons of God compromised what? Their separation. And when they compromised their separation, two things found expression. The first thing is what? Corruption. The next thing is what? And what we mean by corruption is that the way things were ordained to operate, they began to operate in a different way. I know you don't believe me. You still don't believe me. So I need to take you to the book of Romans chapter 8 quickly. Let's do definition of terms. Do you realize that the hope of a nation lies with those people that God calls his people? If my people, as long as they decide to stay true to God and not lose their separation, there is a protective gear that hangs over the land. The influence of the government of God is strong. God becomes king. But when the sons of God, we believers, when we compromise our standing, then the devil becomes king. So who is king in Nigeria? We made him so. And if we made him, we cannot make him. The government of the earth lies with the sect called his people. If they are those that are called by his name, they can humble themselves. And what? And pray. And what? Seek his face. Does that sound like sect? Oh, you're not here. Then what? Turn from their wicked ways. Because they went somewhere. Then they say, okay. He said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. So tonight, we are going to stand as his people. But there was an elaborate protocol of repentance we are going to take. As we go through the spiritual ceremony to make God king. And what we are practicing here will become your lifestyle in your closet. And it was from the genealogy of the descendants of Seth that Jesus came. All the hopes and the possibilities of heaven were tied to the birth of that man. Romans chapter 8 verse. Let me check the verse. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I don't have time to explain this scripture. Every suffering, every form of suffering that you suffer for Christ. In this world, we call it suffering. But in the world of spirits, it is producing something called glory that this world doesn't know anything about. Oh, you came and worked for 30 days and then you came to God and said, Lord, I come to honor you with this offering. It's a proof. It's a representation of my sweat. Stuff I did for 30 days. Take it. It is producing glory. The unit of measurement of the quality of civilization within the context to come is called glory. In fact, the token that God has given to us, with which that gives us the hope of that glory, is the presence of the Holy Spirit that is in your heart now. It's a proof that you are on a journey to a world that the operating system is glory. You are not with me. I know you didn't hear that. I know what you heard is English. You didn't hear that. I'm telling you that everything in your mundane existence doesn't have any significant value until it is spent in the mission of achieving the policy that came through Jesus. Every other thing is a waste of time. The cars you drive. How many shoes have you used since you were a kid? Do you have the number? Because it's not important. When believers begin to have a new set of priorities, it is an indication of the fact that they have stayed too long in the land of Nod. Our systems, our worship centers, our style, our motivation, our momentum, driven by things that do not strike a chord in the realm of God. Is it the sufferings of this present time? It's a privilege to get to suffer for Jesus. Oh, it's the greatest thing. It's the greatest preoccupation. To be persecuted for Jesus is the greatest preoccupation of a mortal. You know why I stopped wearing my wedding ring? I've told that story many times. With my wife's permission. Because I was accused of being a Satanist. I used the ring as a ring of power to do miracles. And pastors were the ones that accused me. And the accusation lasted for 7 years. And they said it was a ring of power. That they know where I'm from. And the place where I'm from, we are all messy men. All of us. Hallelujah. So I, with my wife's permission, I stopped wearing the ring. And I thought that if I stopped, that the thing will stop. But it continued more. And I was prayerful. I was living a holy life. I was preaching the raw word of God as much as I knew it. And Jesus saw the situation. He didn't do anything for 7 years. And you may not know that part of our calling, our destiny, is suffering for Jesus. I know your bishop will say that. Your bishop will say, you will no longer suffer forever. Then useless, ignorant people will say, amen. Meanwhile, that utterance is antichrist. Because the height of your service to Jesus, oh, I know you don't like that. Okay, let me leave you. Somebody say, hey, our bishop. The day you will stand with God, they will not call him. Your life will be weighed in the balances of glory. That's when you will know that the way you made your hair did not count. You know, you remember 1,000 braids? In that place, all day, you spent 5 days to make one hair. Why 5 days? then you'll find out that most of us lived in the shadows, in the midst of an abundance of light. Because of our inclination to the principles of naught, that's why we have camped around places where the candlelight was had been withdrawn many years. And you don't know the difference. But there's no witness that is coming from what the preacher is preaching. He has a title. And you think that title has any bearing in the land of glory. Then you need new eyes and new lenses to check again. I reckon, he said, that the sufferings of this present time is nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Nothing to be compared. Those are the days when you would thank God that you were persecuted. Meanwhile, God's response to persecution is not salvation. It's rank. He gives you rank as a proof that it was with him that you suffered. They used to arrest Peter and put him in jail. Arrest him and flog him. The response of Jesus was that he had an anointing that could operate through his shadow. A man whose shadow could heal the sick could not be jailed. So the issue of jailing ended abruptly. Because Jesus' response to the persecution was an increase of stature in the spirit. Why could the Dahosa not be jailed? The man that raised the dead can take life. And it's easier to destroy than to give life. How many of you still remember when crusades were banned in Nigeria? And he headed the 1,000 man crusade in Ibadan. That was the first crusade. The first time Bonke preached to 1 million people. Sorry, 1 million. First time Bonke preached to 1 million people was in Ibadan. Under the ministry of Idahosa. You, your children don't even believe you. They don't believe in you. They don't even believe. God will help us. Amen. Where are we now? We're in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 18. It says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Let me give you an assignment. Why is it that in the book of Revelation you never find Holy Spirit? Never. You will find spirit. Why? If you have not been far in the spirit, you can't answer my question. It's not an intellectual question. I know engineers and lawyers are here. It's not for that your thing you studied among unbeliever lecturers. That's not what I'm talking about. You see, in heaven. Heaven is powered, is the platform that gives the Holy Spirit the most convenient possibility of expressing his capacity. The entire systems of heaven are powered by the Spirit. For instance, in the book of Revelation chapter 4, you will see what we call the transport mode of heaven. John on the Isle of Patmos had what we call a summon. Come up hither, and I'll show you things which will happen hereafter. And immediately, the Bible says he was in the spirit. That spirit mode transportation. That spirit mode transportation is one of the expressions of the technology that the Holy Spirit makes available in the civilization of heaven. What we call heaven are just 12 aspects of civilization, all of which are powered by the Holy Ghost. One of them is transport. It is heaven's mode of transportation that was revealed in the earth when Philip vanished. And as we draw closer to the end of the age, the realities that make heaven, heaven, God wants to superimpose it into this frame of reference. so that human beings will see the possibility that lies with his spirit, and great repentance will take place. Most of you don't listen to the news. You don't know what is happening in Iran. So much persecution, but the church in that place is growing. Most of you have not read the kind of persecution that took place in China. Men like Watchman Nee died in prison. But you don't kill the church by persecution. As long as you persecute the church becomes stronger and it multiplies. Because there's an immortal behind it. A spirit is involved. But you can kill the church by compromising her separation. She will die a natural death and give her honor to the princes of darkness. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
The reason why I made this statement is because of the next verse. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I need to introduce to you what we call the law of the Bible. If a problem was created by angels, only angels will solve it. If a problem was created by God, God will solve it. If a problem was created by man, only man will solve it. A problem created in the book of Genesis chapter 3 was a rebellion of humankind, and Adam pioneered the principle of rebellion. And the position of the justice system of heaven as touching Adam's failing was death. Only man could solve that. But this man must be a man that is a pure man, that is not a culprit in the offense of the first Adam. So God himself had to become a man in order for him to satisfy the claims of divine justice. Because the problem was created by what? A man. So God had to become man. So the Son of God had to become the Son of Man so that sons of men can become sons of God. God, for instance, was the one that locked the Ark of Noah from outside. And only God had the capacity and the authority to unlock what he had locked. It was the sons of God that created the bondage of corruption. And only the sons of God will undo that bondage. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for another generation of the manifestation of the sons of God. And these sons of God must not make the mistake that the first ones made. They must have their separation intact. Listen to me. Next verse, quickly. For creature was made subject to vanity. That talks about regulation. It talks about, are you with me? I know you don't believe because you can't see. But God will wash our eyes with eye salve. Okay. And this is when you can start now. Just quietly. Now listen. My best fruit is mango. I don't know about yours, but mango works for me. And the volume is too much. I'll tell you when to increase it. Mango works for me. And sometimes I have a drink of the juice and I say, wow. You might have your preference, but I came to tell you that fruit you tasted, that you said, wow, that was not the real fruit. It was a degraded version of the fruit that you tasted, that you were so happy about. Because what happened is this. When the sons of God compromised their separation, God had to downgrade the quality of creation to an inferior mode that was consistent with that level of rebellion. Now, give me the scripture. Give me the scripture quick. Oh my God. He said the creature was made subject to vanity. Not willingly, but by reason of him that subjected the saviors in hope. Him, there is a him in that context. And that him happens to be God. Upon the strength of that loss of separation, What God did was it downgraded the potential of creation. It was creation that suffered the greatest impact of that. He allowed the bondage of corruption to come on creation. So that mango you tasted, the orange you drank, that you were excited about, was a terrible, it was in terrible mood already. You are celebrating a fall, a departure. Hallelujah. But the one that subjected creation, subjected it in hope, because he knows the future, and he knows that in the fullness of time, another generation of the sons of God will walk this world, and they will not trade their separation. They will stand with him in the storm and in the rain, even when they earn terrible names from the world system trying to seduce them to consider the products in their field that will be true to God from the beginning to the end. It is in the time of the manifestation of these sons of God that the hopes of creation will reach ahead. And through the liberty that they will bring, creation will be delivered into the scope of glory that will be unleashed on the account of their manifestation. Let's read that scripture. It says, it was not subject willingly, but it was subject in hope. Why? Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. You know, I told you to underline two words. What was the first word? Corruption. It's the same word that is used here. It means that we were the ones that triggered the bondage of corruption because we gave out our separation. Every time you compromise, just in case you were raised to break the witchcraft in your family, every time you compromise, you strengthen the bondage of corruption in your family. Every time. Every time. You triggered violence. People that were supposed to be very pious, sanctimonious, and sacramental people became infused with devils and they became violent. Because your compromise gave way for the bondage of corruption. The true implication of the loss of the separation of the sons of God was the bondage of corruption, where Satan was legalized to implement his government unhindered because the law enforcement agents have compromised God. When these sons of God come, they will deliver creation from that bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. In those days when cities were established, there were spiritual systems that were put in place to support the cities. And it's even till now, when people from different places want to build a house, in the foundation of the house, they sacrifice one ram so that that house will become a portal, a place where demons can be convenient to gather. A mast of communication is created by such anguish of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Bondage of corruption. It creates an atmosphere for the devil to thrive unhindered. And it makes it difficult for God to walk through the door. But he said this challenge will be solved by a generation of sons of God. They will come with what is called the glorious liberty. And all creation will be delivered into it. The time for the fulfillment of this scripture has come. And what will have to happen is that we must ensure that our separation is kept intact. I want to read the scripture to you before we pray. And as we pray, we take an oath of office, a commitment to Jesus. A commitment that we will be his people indeed. And the way only that kind of thing can happen is that your separation from this age, from the spirit of this age, must be kept. Over the years, what we have seen is that people have danced and entertained demons unawares. Because the line of demarcation between light and darkness is continually being compromised. And so, instead of white and black, now we have white, black, and gray. And many people dwell there. The Lord calls his church to separation. Separation. That is the only way we become a peculiar people. And it is such people that are not ashamed to be separated unto him that he calls himself their God. And they become his people. And then the scripture now says, those people that he calls his people, he says, if my people. So the destiny of nations lies with the people God calls. What? Not with you, those people. Not with the people that are in church, but the people that God calls his people. Time has come for us to have a personal adventure. An adventure into God. Hallelujah. A time where you are responsible for your prayer life. You don't leverage upon the prayer arrangements in church. Even though you are part of it, but beyond it, you have your own experience. The church is supposed to be a ground that sets you off in the adventure and gets you, you know, used to the culture so that you can be bold enough, courageous to embark on your own adventure into God. You only pray when there's prayer meeting. You don't understand the meaning of the prayer meeting. The meaning of the prayer meeting is to kickstart your own adventure. So that when we come together, everyone has his own unique encounter with God. The atmosphere can command the witness of what we call the cloud of witnesses. Whereas our congregating is in Lokoja, but the scope of influence of that which is brought around what we do goes beyond time. It is under those circumstances that we can decree a thing and it will be established. Witnesses among such who are spirits of just men made perfect within the conclave of our influence also put their stamp upon what we do. And if you try to fight us, you will find out you are fighting with the power of immortality. Nigeria is about to see what happens when you trespass, because that law is an insult to Jesus. This time it is no longer the church in Nigeria that is being fought. It's the God of the church. And the God of the church will show his face before the end of this year. God will suddenly arise on the issue of Nigeria. He's been patient. So patient, giving so much room so that many people can retrace their steps. But that point has come where his hand will be stretched forth again. Nigeria, go study the situation of Egypt when the God of the Bible decided to turn his face against Egypt. It's on record for nations that we fight the church to read and gain wisdom. Every nation that stood against Israel suffered a very terrible loss. And today, we are his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Just by way of conclusion for the night, I need to trouble us with a scripture. I want this scripture to be fresh on your heart as you go home. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel?" This scripture was written to bring conviction to the heart of the people of God on the issue of our separation. The power of the colony of the sons of God is rooted in the fact that they are part of a different system. Whereas the world has a system built, designed to take people away from God, we run a system that brings people to God. Because in the book of Revelation, we see Jesus navigating in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. If Jesus will ever be seen, he will be seen through the church, through you and me. We are infrastructure put in place to bring men to God. The question is, if the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith in the earth? 3 prayer points for the night. And then I will say what God has put upon my heart. You may wish to stand.
Holy Father, we worship precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. For fire, for fire, for fire, oh, for fire, for fire, oh, for fire, for fire, and Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. And Holy Spirit, we wait on for fire, for fire. For fire, for fire, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we wait on. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on for fire, yeah. For fire, yeah. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we wait for fire. For fire. For fire.
For fire.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. We wait on you.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, we wait on you
for fire,
for fire.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you.
Spirit, we wait,
Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit.
Hey, Kosila Mahambeli. In Jesus' name. Listen. Listen. In the name of Jesus.
Now, we have to bring some order to our prayer. If while we are praying, I say in the name of Jesus, stop. Don't say there's fire. No, you are out of range. Stop. Nigeria is a typical nation that is held under the bondage of corruption. If you check our inventory of natural resources, I happen to have labored in the petroleum industry for 16 years, so I understand a little about our endowments as a nation. In fact, Nigeria is more of gas than oil. The gas in Nigeria can heat Europe till Jesus comes back. The God that named these lands never intended that our people will be in poverty. We were already captured into a scope of wealth by God's ordination. But we are victims of the bondage of corruption. The story of our bondage reaches back to 1977, where the king of our land decided to celebrate our prosperity on the altar of the gods of West Africa. And all kinds of deities were brought. Just, that was our Sinai as a nation. And God had to release us to go through the wilderness. But the children of Israel went through the wilderness for 40 years. Our story has bested that of Israel. We have paid more than the price due for our crimes. We want to bring repentance on behalf of our nation. It is obvious that our tragedy is as a result of a lack of alignment. Can we pray and ask God, whatever we did as a nation, as the church within the nation, as a people, that has strengthened the bondage of corruption. It is written that a certain generation of the sons of God will come that will change the tide. And it will be their own liberty that they have secured, that the entire landscape under the bondage of corruption will be delivered into. Can we ask, as we bring repentance concerning Nigeria, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Iva Solimante Iko Mezili. Gemino Copres Avame Belis Balakos Ivoseli Brescufis Avatominda Brima Kepotos Vremenzo Sele Ketelia Bremisco Patula Ebelene Broske Feso Salacunda Bramiko petos avela mancadia, brekisko veletamo, obres kuvanali masikama. Labra sata babole mekedia maliko. Lais confete muse, bremiko vasala moria, e kesko pende zuma, brakasetome. We bring repentance on the behalf of the leaders that have sat in the seat of governments of our nation from across the states to the federal platform. Anything that was done
since the birth of these lands that despise your glory, that spited your honor. We ask, oh God, that you have mercy on Nigeria. We, your people, bring repentance on the behalf of the land. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. Aibokore mamasila mababa. Shelikoproskete. Amina bronda siko basila. Bremiko fatale. Entose kele. Presko feta makule babatalia. Brikoske vasama. Palatos kiso selakunda. Has there been any form of immorality within your body, within your church, that has given us away? And the Assyrians, they smite us with terror. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bring repentance. We lay hold of the horns of the altar and we bring petition. We bring repentance. We bring repentance concerning our leaders in the land, concerning such treachery that has taken place in your church that has offended you. And we ask, oh God, that you show mercy. Iskofele mokoria basihima. Prekezo sema aberakunda. Bai compele suke mala bokoria. Lord, let the blood of the slain within our borders be precious in your sight as we ask for an intervention. The kidnaps, the deaths, the massacres, even worship centers that have been burned. We are sorry. And we ask, oh God, that you turn not your face away from us. Turn not your face away from our nation. Turn not your face, oh God. Igosemi nakuria bebesuke bali makompelai iskovre samakunteli brisko filento malakombres gavasuma talebaya bremo kopeta menakuse bresko feta makuria brekabantos evelame bresko feseva endo semena kuremasi kopresa bakatale. We ask for mercy. So much bloodshed in our nation, in our land. So many thrones of government set up by idolatry, by divination, by witchcraft, by sorcery, through bloodshed and iniquity. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Ai coselimo copres gavalato, bemborias imo, bremisco pete mele curia, brescafata becuria, breis compele, baratos iso salabondo, brisco feta muse laico, bremisco panda, e bacambe seco bali, bresocente, e susenai compala, baracunsa ego salabonte, abresco felame, bala compres gefa samatala, e cabrai compela male, we ask, oh God, for your mercy. We are for a spoil now. The enemy reproaches us. Men and women slaughtered. And the blood of the innocent cries. Have mercy. Have mercy. We stand in the city of Lokoja in the first place where government was set up in this land to make petition, to bring intercession. We pray from Nigeria, from this point, from this location, and we ask, oh God, have mercy. I must say, Kebonsi Kopramina, Apanse Kupetame, Brisco Pesosole, Hebremina Kuria. So many men have died. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Bresco Pelamuria Mama. Primas que tope, pelis con peli, peramos seque, bis con vele macula, abes con palima, bremico selato, busquete. We ask, oh God, that you cleanse us. We ask, oh God, that you purge us. We ask, oh God, that you help us. Our land is sick. It is afflicted. We have been empowered. We are endowed. But we walk on foot. And slaves ride on horseback. It's an abomination under the sun. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Ilambo Moseli. Brebo Compenamo. Brescofeli. Icaselima. Braica Petola. Brai canzona, abeni asico, prescompele cala, ombescola, abacatela, proche pacatus esese, preiso ma, bacamelia, beros efelebo, compentana, compedacula bata, compela sanda, compela samena, caito copelala. Jahaba seli, Jahaba usque kembola, Prelosi alla bosca via precapatore e cose. Oh, oh, alle. Ai, ma osama, ricama, obe, e la usa, premica peso sala. Pala copeta bakutala eiko sali eka patuama eka basande eka basomena aika ma konga sama kotala aprema mo kabo mapi pepo sali praka palato kope prekiska aika pala praskem potele kope ke pokuto. Ayabo, Jeminabo, Lampraskabala, Beko Peketa, Braka Santa Baboy, Elate, Beris Opa. Ah, Mama. Ayabo Kori. In the name of Jesus. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. We want to pray and say, Lord, we turn. We turn from wickedness as the church of Jesus. In Nigeria, we stand on behalf of our brothers and our sisters and say, we turn. We turn our faces from idols. The idol of mammon. The idol of ego. We turn. Ilobo sima. Amamale kosi. Presko se salakombai. Kapakebosi. Presko velama. Primpatesco pele. Kuvesiko. Preminakuria. Belasco pregede la habalato. Primaskeza ika. Premakonde. Escufa la bossi. E prasketo bena cantelia branta babo. Abiso. Prescove samatale. Precompescuve samagoria. Belimo sempre che te la sima. Amamaya. Elonte saboria. Premina cusqueta branta babola. Abebabesco pila seli. Abros evele. Diga manzai. Diga manzolima. Aprescove samacaglia. E baratos che pre. Mandoscove, Ibra Mazai, Ebo Kombasi, Braskito Kompelama, we turn. This is a Magor, and my boss can pentele. Poke bosani amperi mokoria bakai tokoba beis koma palembeke keboko se premikele pesi pamine hei la baba abe okoria baik amala kopela ai kope peleme me Baboshi Beliama Kuramamu Kuramamu Esi Mama 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 Esi Alama Moko Esi Alama Mareket Alababo Kosel Alemo Iskabel Raiko Pasama Eliasoke Baba Kombrele Suma. We turn. Thank you, Lord. Abropeise. We turn. In the name of Jesus.
While we prayed, I beheld a six-winged creature. Six-winged creature is seraphim. I need to say that the cherubim protects the glory of God. But the seraphim has to do with the holiness of God. You will find in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. It was a revelation of the holiness of God. And in that atmosphere, there were seraphims. This is the second time I'm seeing a seraphim in my lifetime, this night. Listen, you are wrong. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. You see, the seraphim has gone. So we need to ask God for mercy. Now, you know, what we are doing is a spiritual ceremony. I was supposed to educate us about this practice. A spiritual ceremony is an activity that makes things go on record in the realm of the spirit. Them dead that fear the Lord spake one unto another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was opened overhead. It was a physical activity. They were speaking to one another. But things were going on record in the realm of the spirit. There shall be mindset, God, In the days when I make my precious jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And thou shalt return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. That's a spiritual ceremony. So, but you see, the procession has ended because of that clap. Let's ask God for mercy. It may be he might change, he might accept. Please don't set us back again in this meeting. Can we ask him for mercy? Especially if you're a minister of the gospel. Let's ask God for mercy this night. There's a truncation of the procession. Abaitos evi moboro kos kavasuma capri kobezamaite kovesamaite kuvasakula berisco felemento prima capelamis convalita kepamu kulesu flatiza brabonda iscopelima brecuse salambo embrascufata min cubela aicovezilo brescoves capacunda primocoria fresovali ma asgedoma ma azeli cabiza maita bokeskele bruda usema urica petoskenda halacunda bahambre coves ibro mo campeli melanso salita melicombre covela macusqueta menicade igobra mi abato pediscopani e la mantolia becabusha brescompele cule manco palateschi menicopele cura male Nanabu Seninambo eke mamamai Amo compela Iscaprele Confessami Cura mesu Prescofele Elineke Copensi camandale Bruke basuka ma Ai come Selila Elo Babosi Babo Abacaita Ebres kempele, kube sama kurea, peli kompele, abramisko patakun. Shemina kurea, presa li, presa magur, abora. Alelele. Ya mama mokoria felisco pe palisa ela monda si ela monda yabo ela monda samakale ela molia presika babamo preketana uska pente beleso se bi mama aiko pala kora eskapeli kesemi kabakompe la makoria Abes, oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Now the spiritual ceremony continues. We will not stop until we see the gates open. I know my time is already up. I beg my host. This is part of the reason why God set up the meeting. Oh my. And I beheld in the spirit and I saw Moses. And he was holding a rod. But we will go to that when we finish the errand of this seraphim. There is a cleansing that God wants to do in the church. And that's why this seraphim was released. There is a cleansing. Not just cleansing for people that have strayed, but an additional cleansing for people that are upright, so that they can access mighty things in the spirit. Oh, can we pray and say, Lord, we yield to the cleansing. Cleanse my tongue. Cleanse my mind. Cleanse my heart. Let my spirit be consistent and let my heart be always righteous. Cleanse. Yeah, yeah. When you are there. 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 Eli compelli il soffelama umbeschevile uvela umbra uscapete cobescove e coria e bramin sanda. When you are there, 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 when you are there. When you are there, when you are there, cleanse me. Oh, Pelline, Busa, Bremisco, Pele, Ilemokoma. Hey, hey, hey. Come Lima, Ibascove, Emilo, Premiscove Lama, Ilakebos Cantelli, Prebacu Patois, Presico, Pelamosele, and Telima. Let there be a fresh release of cleansing for a higher level of engagement in the protocol of heaven. Pile is so in Jesus' name. And I beheld Moses with his rod. The first thing he said was, we don't need the rod here. We don't need the rod here. It means we are the ones that need the rod. And he said, just as I use this rod to part the water so that the Egyptians could not advance, and we advanced into destiny. He said, use the rod to part the water. And the water will stop the enemy lines. And it will advance the divine lines. And if it is true that indeed I saw Moses with a rod,
The Lord gave me a sign that can manifest it. There will be seven people in this congregation that the hand of God. This one I'm doing is to show to you that I saw Moses. Because you don't believe. So I want to prove that I saw Moses. And if it is true, his hand will come on seven people. Father, you gave me this sign in the place of prayer that Moses will come. And his rod will be released for apostolic authority to part the rivers so that the Egyptians can be trapped. And you said you will show a sign that your hand will descend on seven men. And so, Holy Ghost, show me a sign from my right hand side to my left hand side to the overflow. Show me. Can you stop praying and keep quiet? Show me a sign that your hand descend upon seven men as a proof that you spoke to me. Show me a sign, Holy Ghost. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign, Holy Ghost, that your power might descend, that your power might descend, that your hand might descend on seven men as a sign, as a sign, as a sign, as a sign, as a sign that I saw Moses. I saw Moses. Covela ma. Now ushers, just be. Who is the chief of usher? If we have up to seven, you wave your hand like this, so that I will know that the sign as is achieved. Ooh. Seven men. You have seven already. Okay. So that's the proof. I saw Moses. So can we proceed now? I just did that to clear doubt. Today is not for healing. It's tomorrow. Today is for the deliverance of Nigeria. Now we want to use the rod. It was the rod of Moses that parted the river. The same river trapped the Egyptians. And it created dry ground for the people of God to walk. We've been stuck for many years. It's time for us to advance. And we will take advantage of the authority on the rod of Moses. We step and stand into the authority, the capacity of sonship that is in Christ Jesus. And we stretch forth the same anointing that was operational on the life of Moses that parted the water. Let the waters of reproach that has kept us on one spot all these years be parted this night in the name of Jesus. Let the Egyptians be trapped. The very tools they have developed for this time, let it become the tools by which they are captured, they are trapped, they are immobilized in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the true apostolic church, heavily laden in holiness and purity, begin to lead the way. Amen. As we march into destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Restore miracles. Yeah. Restore strange signs that will defy science. Yeah. Ooh. Let the anointing to raise the dead be restored again. Yeah. Let the kind of authority that was once seen on Benson Idahosa that made him a threat, a terror, made him a unifying voice for the body of Christ. Let that anointing be restored again in the name of Jesus.
beheld in the spirit and I saw two angels standing. They had in their hand a liquid, transparent. When I inquired, I found that this liquid is for the eyes. Out of this hall tonight, God will anoint two seers. Listen to me, that's not an amen statement, just keep quiet. Two seers. For your eyes will be anointed with eye salve, and you shall begin to see. Father, if I saw well, if it is true that I saw visions from you, I ask that you anoint the seers. From my left hand side to my right hand side. Two seers. Two seers. Two seers. Two seers. Two seers. Two seers. Holy Ghost! Let your spiritual eyes be open. Ooh. We advance beyond the reach of reproach as the body of Christ. In this critical season where you want us to give direction to Africa, direction to the world, raise from among us leaders with visionary leadership, capacity in the spirit. Raise voices among us, intercessors of all ranks that will infiltrate the territories so that your kingdom will come and your will be done. We banish Boko Haram. We banish the agenda of the henchmen. Every entity that has aligned with the spirits of unrest to plague our nation. Tonight, we release the mighty hand of God against the enemies of Nigeria in the name of Jesus. We outlaw every form of kidnapping. Kidnappers that are already stationed in the forest of the nation. Let the terror appear in the forest that will scare them off from their hiding places. Every form of alliance that was done in order to enslave us and to release unrest in the territory, wickedness that has wasted communities. We stand in Lokoja, where the seat of government was first recognized in this land. And we decree by Jesus, let that agenda fail in the name of Jesus. From today to the end of this year, do something significant that will set back this agenda many, many years back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I beheld a trumpet in the spirit. When the trumpets are unveiled in the heavens, it means that there are announcements. There's somebody in the congregation, you will receive this evening the spirit and the gift of prophecy. Now listen to me. I'm not talking about the normal prophecy that you hear. I'm talking about people that have the capacity to make announcements of things that are coming freshly out of heaven. There is a clothing and a garment that God will give you in view of this. But I see one trumpet. It means one vessel. One vessel. One vessel will be implicated.
There be people among us. For many nights, the Lord will arrest you. This one I see, what I'm talking about now, I see a female. There is this female among us. God will arrest you for many nights and show you dreams for about 12 nights, 24 nights. A video of what is about to happen. Because you have been raised as a vessel of announcements. And as I speak, the anointing will descend upon that lady. You are a priestess. A priestess. A priestess of the altar of God. I compel Sheliko Patwa. Ibres convelete cupelami. Abro sulama kebonza iko belisco breca pane mazile abalatos iglo breva intola. Now, because God has decided to show mercy, I can now see three sisters. So the anointing is spread. Two other sisters have received it. Two other sisters. Two other sisters. Two other sisters. Two other sisters. Help me check that one outside if it's a sister. Okay, the remaining are outside. Amai ko presko feli kompalwa. Bivo vele eskubria makendo. Ilaso saliko brala kefama. Grant that the things that you do in heaven will no longer be secrets. The hearts of men will be aligned to capture that frequency. That the hand of God will become visible to everyone in the church. And by so doing, let your fear be restored. And we ask, oh God, that all the angels that you have released since last year that have not been able to operate because of the distraction called coronavirus. We, the church in Lokoja, we lend our voice with pleadings that the proceedings might begin. The proceedings for the recovery of our nation. The judgments that you have determined that will come at this time in order for men in the land to fear you. Let the proceedings begin in the name of Jesus. Is Gobresco Porto Compavile, Is Capreco Patelli Compesa, Mai Tocopalama. Listen, finally, I give you a sign. A womb that has hitherto been shut, it shall be open. Listen, this shall be a sign that the Lord will no longer change his mind. The protocol of justice, judgment, and equity that has been ordained by heaven begins from this night. And the sign is that a womb that was hitherto closed shall be opened.